Good afternoon, farm news here on the Red River Farm Network on this Crop Report Day. I'm Kara Hart along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist as well. U.S. farmers intend to plant 97 million acres of corn in 2020. That's according to the USDA Prospective Plantings Report released this morning. This is an increase of 8% from last year. If realized, this would be the highest planted acreage since 2012, with 38 of the 48 states expecting increased or unchanged acres. Soybean planting intentions are estimated at 83.5 million acres for this year, up 10% from 2019. Increases of 250,000 acres or more are expected in the Minnesota and the Dakotas. All wheat planted area is projected at a record low of 44.7 million acres for 2020, a decrease of 1% from 2019. Nationwide, both winter wheat and spring wheat plantings are expected to decrease 1% from the previous year.
USDA says corn stocks in all positions total 7.95 billion bushels, 8% less than last year. Of the total, 4.5 billion bushels are stored on farm. That's down 13% from a year ago. Soybeans in all positions total 2.25 billion bushels. That's down 17% from a year ago. Soybeans stored on farm totaling just over 1 billion bushels at 1.01, down 20% from a year ago. All wheat stocks in all positions totaled 1.41 billion bushels, down 11% from a year ago. On-farm wheat stocks estimated at 339 million bushels, 8% less than last year.
USDA pegged corn planting intentions at 97 million acres. Advanced Trading Ag Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi says as much as we'd like to second-guess USDA, the planting intentions are usually pretty accurate to the final acreage count.
They love planting corn, and that's what they... I'll give you a little pregame speech. The USDA is going to announce the American Farmers Awesome at Farming, and they will plant corn until June 25th if they have to get that crop in. So how you stop them from planting, I have no idea. And unfortunately, we may be... farming one more year, mailbox farming, as we call it.
Grisafi expects to see grain prices to continue to struggle going into summer from the combination of less ethanol demand and low oil prices.
And as ethanol plants across America shut down, and not only have the futures dropped, the basis has widened. So all the conspiracy theories about how the USDA's got it wrong, and we'll know next summer, obviously the market analysts like myself and other quote-unquote experts didn't have coronavirus priced in or a Saudi-Russia little oil spat. So we have two really negative things working against us.
Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting President Mike Zuzulo thinks the grain trade may have had much of the USDA quarterly stocks and planting intentions report already dialed in.
I think you go back to what's the trade trading at 330 or 335 lead month corn. We're already pricing in well into the 2.5 billion bushel category if you look at my elasticity model that I use for futures price versus what I think the trade's trading. So I think because of the ethanol route that we've seen, we're already trading a much bigger carryover level. Now it's up to the April WASD report to give us some idea of how much damage has been done in terms of ethanol demands.
Market analysts are surprised with USDA's estimate of increased corn plantings, but the grain markets didn't respond much to this morning's reports. According to Brock Associates President Richard Brock, the soybean market is pretty friendly.
And I think short term is probably going to help support the corn market. Now, I say that we're 100% sold on old crop and 70% on the new and 40% on the 21 crop. So, you know, we're sitting in a position that, you know, and all of that's probably 60, 70 cents above the market right now. So, yeah, I think the market has given us a lot of opportunities in the corn, but I wouldn't panic sell now if I was wanting to sell some corn. I'd sit and wait through this. And again, I think the soybean market is going to help support the corn here short term.
And Brock says planting decisions going forward will likely focus more on weather and not price.
We've seen a little bit of a shift to some more soybeans rather than corn in the south, but planting's been delayed in the south as well. I mean, it's been wet throughout the Mississippi Delta, and everybody's behind. So you throw in some planting delays in this market, and you know, it could get it can add a little bit of excitement to it, but you know, people need to remember as well, and this is in the corn particularly, this is a long-term bear market, and the numbers are just overwhelming on the bearish side.
Now that the quarterly stocks and planting intentions report is behind, Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson says traders will now shift their focus to U.S. planting conditions.
We're going to flip the calendar to April. You know, we're going to look at the end of quarter here, end of the first quarter, end of the month. We go to April tomorrow. That means we're going to start looking at U.S. growing conditions as far as the market is concerned. We're taking our focus off South America. We're coming on North America. And, you know, we're seeing a little bit slower planting when you look at the big part of the Delta and the southern Corn Belt region. So we're not starting the year off on an ideal condition.
This morning's stocks report is based on stocks as of March 1st. Martinson says there has been quite a bit of harvest activity taking place since the 1st of March.
And we see even by, you know, what the USDA's crop progress report, we did, you know, we get 75% of the corn harvested in North Dakota now as of the end of March. So we do know that the last 2 weeks there wasn't a lot of activity, but the first 2 weeks there was quite a bit of activity.
U.S. producers intend to harvest 53.3 million acres of hay in 2020, up 2% from 2019. States in the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest are expecting increases in harvested acres for this year. A friendly reminder, the Red River Farm Network is now on Spotify. Follow the Red River Farm Network, Transformation and Engage podcast on Spotify. You can also listen at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Nationwide, sugar beet planting intentions for the 2020 crop year are estimated at 1.14 million acres. That's a 1% increase from the previous year. This year's dry bean planted acreage is projected at 1.37 million, up 7% from last year. USDA is estimating a 15% increase in sunflower planting at 1.56 million acres. And if realized, that would be the highest planted area for the U.S. since 2016, with seven of the eight states expecting an increase. Canola producers intend to plant 1.99 million acres. That's down 3% from the previous year. Planted area in North Dakota is estimated to be down by 2%.
GL Crop Consulting President Greg LaPlante says there are some flex acres being considered by farmers in the Wahpeton, North Dakota area.
With all the issues going on with ethanol right now, corn's kind of discouraging. We just kind of have to take a look at it, whether or not it pays to plant as many acres as we had intended, especially, you know, as reliant as North Dakota is on export of both the corn and ethanol. You know, that gets to be a little bit of a concern there, but it just depends upon how it pencils out on each farm. You know, the soybeans, if they would rally up, I would think we'd see some acres change there yet.
LaPlante says fields look pretty good, and tiled fields are especially good.
The forecast that's changed over the last couple of days, if we end up through this territory picking up an inch of rain, that's going to set us back a couple of weeks. We'll just kind of have to see how things go there, too. As far as late planting corn, I don't think people will be quite as enthused about doing it as they did last year. And I'm hoping down south that they won't throw in the extra 5 million acres in June. Just because the price rallied a little bit. You know, I think even growers down there are kind of cautious about doing that again.
There's rain and snow in the forecast for the Northern Plains. According to World Weather Incorporated, snow accumulations today into Wednesday for western North Dakota will range from 2 to 6 inches. Snow in the southeastern portions of the region on Wednesday through Thursday will range from 2 to 8 inches. In the meantime, flooding continues to develop along and near the Red River due to melting snow, and this new snow could enhance some flooding.
Minnesota Pollution Control Agency heard early feedback on proposed changes to large feedlot permitting this morning. The proposed permit changes include requirements of no land application of solid manure in February and March, annual record keeping and reporting, and an online permit option. The meeting moderator, MPCA engineer George Schwint, reviewed other modifications.
We're proposing to remove the requirement to notify the NPCA 30 days prior to the startup of an anaerobic digester. Second one is submit a report, removal of submitting a report to the NPCA after a bypass of an anaerobic digester. The third one there, notifying the NPCA 3 days before starting construction of a vegetated infiltration basin. And the last one there is not so much a removal, just a modification of the requirement. The current permit requires notification to the Minnesota duty officer when you need to do an emergency application of liquid manure in the winter. We are proposing to remove the notification to the duty officer and just call your local MPCA representative.
Schwint also answered questions on best management practices for manure management in September and October. And while the permit language is still being finalized, Schwint said the Environmental Protection Agency has already reviewed some of the language. In May or early June, the permit will be available for public review, and webinars for early feedback continue on Thursday, April 2nd.
Minnesota Milk Producers Association Executive Director Lucas Shostrom says the large feedlot permit changes directly impact a few Minnesota dairies. The regulations can also trickle down to impact smaller dairy farms.
Those under 715 cows could see these regulations kind of copied and pasted at county permit level or township permit level, or of course in state law. Once they see that, oh, this is already in the federal permit, why don't we use this best practice? So although it's made for the largest farms, it could be done at any level once it's kind of approved. So that's why we're watching it very closely. And I'll just say that they've really made some changes in a positive way since the first draft, so really appreciate pollution control, sticking to science on this stuff.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. WIP Plus Disaster Program sign-up is open for those hoping to recover losses from 2018 and 2019 natural disasters. North Dakota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Brad Tickeson says there is some interest in the WIP Plus program in North Dakota.
We've actually had 288 payments sent out or applications that have been paid in North Dakota so far. And, of course, most of them are in the western counties where there was a lot of wheat losses and producers were able to put the RMA data or, you know, be able to bring in their yields from their wheat production. Soybeans also should be wrapped up. There might still be a few soybeans left to be harvested maybe this spring, so maybe those are open cases. But for the most part, producers are kind of wrapping up 2019 and trying to look at 2020, but it'd be nice to be able to get some of these WIP Plus payments in the process too.
Once farmers report harvest yields to their crop insurance agent, farmers can contact their local FSA office to initiate that WIP Plus disaster application. Tickeson also says local FSA offices in North Dakota are closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He's asking farmers to be flexible in their communications with local FSA offices.
Exports from key wheat exporting nations are being restricted due to coronavirus-related fears over food supplies. Russian economy and agriculture ministries are supporting a proposal to limit grain exports to 7 million tons from now through June. Kazakhstan is introducing quotas on wheat and flour exports, and there's been a total ban on wheat exports for the past month. But flour millers have asked the government to allow limited sales to its neighboring countries. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia plans to ramp up its imports of wheat and barley to offset concerns about food shortages.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon, May Minneapolis wheat up 3.25 at 5.38. May Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 5.74. May Kansas City wheat up 8.75, rather up 9 at 4.95 3/4. May corn unchanged at 3.41 1/4. December corn down 2 at 3.57 3/4. May beans up 2.25 at 8.84 1/2. November beans up 3.5 at 8.78. April live cattle up $1.72 at 192. April feeder cattle up $1.95 at 122. April lean hogs down 70 cents at 53.25. May up 62 cents. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.